Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I don't believe this.
What?
Well, look what she's using to clean that window.
Windex.
Ain't that what they're supposed to use?
Well, yeah, if you want a clean window.
Ah, look at him, huh? He's got that other stuff nice and streaky.
Oh, come on. Windex even cleans what the other stuff leaves behind.
So? A bird could get hurt flying into a window like that.
The difference is clear. For a streak-free shine every time, Windex is best on glass.
What's this?
Some guys are only about
looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to bend the man? Yeah. You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck, saying you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass. Thinking it's a friend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a 10, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum. Nigga, you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails up out to win. Come again.
And it's Tim's and it's women, him and it's men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who that you spend, Papa Yang.
Like you got yeah.
But stop pretend. The one that packed pissed out by the waist, man. Crissed out by the casement. Still the name of the basement. The pretty face man. Claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. In the face in court case when the child supports late. Money taking heartbreak and now you wonder why women hate me. The sleepy silent man. The punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the demon. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win? Right within. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again. Yo, come again.
You're now on The Front Porch by Sister Bessie, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Dial 516-453-9133 to speak to me and to listen to the show. Peace and blessings to Africa, better known as Akubalan. Peace and blessings to America, better known as Turtle Island. peace and blessings to the world. My title for my show tonight is, Will You Continue to Have Rage? Or Will You Save Your Soul? Or Will You Settle for Hell's Gate Cage? Tonight, I would like to talk about a letter. Many of you may have heard about this letter and may have even read it yourself. But I would like for the world to hear this letter, because we have still today racism in our communities, in the world. This letter is by a man named Willie Lynch. This letter, they also said that the letter was not real. But as you hear the words of this slave master, you will understand that it reaches all the way to today. Gentlemen, I greet you here on the bank of the James River in the year of our Lord, 1712. First, I shall thank you, the gentlemen of the colony of Virginia, for bringing me here. I am here to help you solve some of your problems with your slaves. Your invitation reached me on my modest plantation in the West Indies, where I have experimented with some of the newest and still the oldest methods for control of slaves. Ancient Rome would envy us if my program is implemented. As our boat sails south on the James River, named for our illustrious king, whose version of the Bible we cherish, I saw enough to know that your problem is not unique. And if you don't know it, King James is the one that created the Bible. I'm sorry. Okay, your problem is not unique. While Rome used cords or wood or crosses for standing human bodies along its highways in great numbers, you are here using tree and the rope. On occasion, I caught the whiff of a dead slave hanging from a tree a couple of miles back. You are not only losing valuable stock by hanging, you are having uprisings. Slaves are running away. Your crops are sometimes left in fields too long for maximum profit. You suffer occasionally fires. Your animals are killed. Gentlemen, you know what your problems are. I do not need to elaborate. I am not here to enumerate your problems. I am here to introduce you to a method of solving them. In my bag here, I have a foolproof method for controlling your black slaves. I guarantee every one of you that if installed correctly, it will control the slaves for at least 300 years. My method is simple. Any member of your family or your overseer can use it. I have outlined a number of differences among the slaves and make differences bigger. I use fear, distrust, and envy for control. These methods have worked on my modest plantation in the West Indies, and it will work throughout the South. Take this simple little list. It's age, but it's there only because it starts with an A. The second is color on shade. There is intelligence, size, sex of the plantation, and status on the plantation, attitude of owners, whether the slaves live in the valley or on the hill, east, west, north, south, have fine hair, coarse hair, or is tall or short. Now that you have a list of differences, I shall assure you that distrust is stronger than trust and envy stronger than adulation. respect or admiration. The black slave, after receiving this indoctrination, shall carry on and will become self-refueling and self-generating for hundreds of years, maybe thousands. Don't forget, you must pitch the old black male against the young black male, and the young black male against the old black male. You must use the dark-skinned slaves versus the light-skinned slaves, and the light-skinned slaves versus the dark-skinned slaves. You must use the female versus the male, and the male versus the female. You must also have your white servants and overseers distrust all blacks. It is necessary that your slaves trust and depend on us. They must love, respect, and trust only us. Gentlemen, these kits are your keys to control. Use them. Have your wives and children use them. Never miss an opportunity. If used intensely for 1 year, the slaves themselves will remain perpetually distrustful of each other. And this is what's going on today. This letter shows you what was planned to make indigenous people kill each other, to have distrust for each other, to have no remorse when you take someone's life. The world is beginning to be colder and colder, but this letter was written years ago. There's another, it's not a letter, but the Georgia Guidestones, they always put things down for you to read. Many people have not read this letter. That's why I want the world to know what was done back then. These men studied the slaves with an intense method. Also, the scientists of today, when it concerns your health, you around the world should pay very close attention to this letter, because you are still slaves today, and for the Americas, the White House is the plantation. This letter is important for today because you have others that are seeking to bring this nation down and to remove the people whose ancestors who built this nation. These individuals are taking Hollywood, the media, the music industry, jobs that you don't want, and taking over small and large businesses right before your eyes. They don't give a damn about you being here first or your ancestors. Many of these people are also racist. While they are taking over your land that you were born in, and this is happening around the world, it's just not always happening in America, and getting all the benefits you deserve as a citizen, they may be willing to remove you to be the new slave. You have to look at how other nations took over other countries by smiles and deception. And the justice method, Jesus. American citizens, everyone that smiles at you is not your friend. They don't give a crap about you losing your homes, your farms, your jobs, even you having access to food. They carry a war spirit, a colonizing spirit. In some cases, they carry death to take what they want. What I feel about the killings I see on a daily basis makes me wonder how we have all the damn cameras all over the U.S. and all around the world, but the law enforcement cannot see who's killing people or being killed walking down the street or coming out of their door or sitting on their porch. And when people attend functions that stands for peace, It really seems like a purge. Guys, watch those movies, please. The Purge movie. The Purge means to free from impurities, also to remove other elements by cleansing, to rid of sin, guilt, and defilement, to rid a nation, political party of change. Are other groups of persons considered to be undesirable? I have watched China on the internet. All of these people have these little monkeys, and they put in clothes on these monkeys. Many people around the world don't realize that they use the monkeys as to say that indigenous black people are monkeys. And as you see around the world in other places, everybody is getting these monkeys and putting dresses on them. But I do remember in China where they had a museum. And they had a museum with all these monkeys and animals around. And then they had a black man in the middle of the picture stating, really, that he was a monkey. Now, we know we are not monkeys. We're human beings. We got two eyes, two legs, two arms, and all that. And if we were arrived from the monkeys as they lie to the world about, why are the monkeys still here? They use these racial methods to separate mankind. Ignorance is a food source. This is how the elite can deceive you by your ignorance of the world around you and the matrix you're now living in. Draw your blood because it's the life force and it's the soul and spirit of you. If they poison your food, the air you breathe, the water you drink, then they can destroy you. This is why the death rate has increased 40%. Medical ailments in people causing a higher rate of death. This has happened with the vaccines. A lot of people have started dying from other ailments. 40% increase of death from medical ailments. To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family, traditions, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. We even have now to the point where everybody wants to fight. Everybody wants to kill. Everybody wants to be a bully. That statement was said by Brock Chisholm, director of the UN World Health Organization in 1948 to 1953. No one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the new age unless he will take Luciferian initiation, said by David Spangler, director of Planetary Initiation, United Nations. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Ephesians 6:12. I want to repeat that. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. This is the plan for the global elite to control man is to have a two-class of system where the underclass are forced to live as slaves in tiny enclosed cities while the elite enjoy the land of the earth, evolve into superhumans with the aid of implantable technology, live eternal lives, and travel the cosmos. This is the promise given to the inner members of the NWO and the agenda of some other groups. This is the blueprint for the world. For the world to be as slaves. That's why I read that letter. There will be two classes, the rich and the poor. This is why they sent that virus out. That's why they keep sending other viruses out. You got monkeypox now. And they're going to keep coming. And when the president got on the news, he said, oh, we have a vaccine for it. Oh, yeah, we knew they had a vaccine. Not only that, China studying monkeypox. China was already studying monkeypox. When I told you that they would be sending diseases back to back to back, and that's what's been happening. I also want to let you know that there has been an interference in the frequencies. The frequencies that help us live, the frequencies that helps heal us, they have destroyed the frequencies that we need to survive, to keep our minds together, to keep our health together. I want to give you some frequencies that we must listen to. UT 396 hertz, liberating guilt and fear. RE 417 hertz, undoing situations and facilitating change. MI 528 hertz, transformation, DNA repair. SA 639 hertz, connecting relationships. SOL 741 hertz, awakening intuition. LA 852 hertz, returning to spiritual. These are the frequencies they have taken out to harm us. They are disrupting these frequencies. I also would like to say there are things coming upon this planet that many may not be paying attention to. They're saying that we will have a lack of food. We also can already see that people are becoming homeless around the world. We saw the situations with the baby formula, where the babies are not having the formula that they need to live. We have to protect ourselves. What is coming upon this planet is a lot of violence and hate towards each other. And the thing is, you don't know you're being used to destroy each other. I don't care what race you are, what country you're from. You're being used to destroy this planet. I also would like to tell you about, for protecting yourself and your loved ones in your home, I have non-lethal booby traps. In the age of social media and info searches, many Americans leave themselves exposed to criminal elements. It is no secret that crooks now use social media to find potential victims. In 2019, a group of burglars used social media to target upscale Houston area homes. They stole hundreds of thousands of dollars in property, including a painting by Monet. Side note, don't post on Facebook or Twitter that you are going on a vacation. Stalkers and violent espouses are also a concern in the modern world of information. Technology and innocently, casually posting about your life and whereabout can be used by those who want to harm you or your family. Now, I was on Facebook, I was on Instagram, but I began to see a lot of the scams. People today are hacking everything. And they are stealing your information. When you post about your family, about your children, about your home, what you're doing, there are people out there watching. And they seek to harm you or your family. So I'm saying be careful on these sites. We now have a track from Brother O.
Unexpected. Mm. Multi dimensional. Am I leaving it? Unexpected now.
Sweetest thing I've ever known. Kiss on a collarbone, the soft caress of happiness, the way you are, your style of dress. I wish I didn't get so weak. Oh, oh. Ooh, baby, just to hear you speak makes me argue just to. How much you're in love with me. Be like a queen, a queen upon her throne. Was a sweet, sweet, sweet thing I've known. It was a I get mad when you walk away. So I tell you leave when I mean stay. Warm as the sun, dip in black. Fingertips on small of my back. More valuable than no. Like your precious, 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 baby, dark skin tone. It was a sweet, the sweetest thing I've known. Was a mother's phone. I touched his face
Hi, brothers and sisters out there in the world. I am back. We have caller one in queue. Peace and blessings. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, peace, peace and abundant divine blessings. It's Mother Sister Bessie. How you doing?
Hi, Brother Hooney. How are you?
I'm much better now. I see you getting it in. Hey, look,
Thank you. I don't
want to stop your flow. You're welcome. You know, I had to call in to support you, but you got a lot of other supporters, okay? I want to say congratulations, 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Mother Sister Bessie, the truther, on your WBNN all-time connection record with your 44th all-time and your second consecutive with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late, great Hall of Fame. I'm proud of you. Although, I'm going to put it on pause and listen to the rest of the show. Okay.
All right, brother. Thank you so much. And thank you, listeners out there. I could not do this without you. This is my poem for this evening, and then I'm going to go back to what I'm talking about. Who is really the terrorist? Have you guessed it yet? It's not you or me, but it's the bankers. It's the pharmaceuticals. It's the army. It's the police. It's FEMA. Truth is right before your eyes. They're all around you like flies. That is why they made the vaccines that'll make you die, stripping you of your rights. Will you fight? Who is really the terrorists? Oh, yeah, what about those that call themselves supreme? They are a danger to the world, it seems, lying, scheming, playing games of chess with our lives. Who is really the terrorist? It's not you or me. Please open your eyes to the spies. 5G, a wicked weapon to fry your brain. I call them silent wars. It's time to wake up. Don't let your heart drop. Because that's what they want. Play their game smart. Be aware of all things. You must prepare. Keep the creator in front. That's how you'll know who the real terrorists are. Because you are at war. Pay attention. This you must mention. Who the real terrorists are. For our system in this nation has been a wicked force. Soon they'll be knocking at your door. Will you know who the real terrorists are? No time to fear. For their plans are coming near. Stop ignoring the signals. It's time to know who the real terrorists are. And it's not you or me. Now, I want to talk about a couple of things that may help you protect yourself. It's a such thing as non-lethal booby traps. This is what I found. Number one, tripping them up. Number two, play some pitfall. Number three, preventive plant. Number four, nail it. Number five, no jumping the fence. Number six, sharp surprise. Number seven, blank blast. I've seen that. I saw on the internet where this young man tried to break in a truck. And when he broke the window and went into the truck, it was a loud flash, boom. And he left that truck immediately. So figure out ways to protect your family from these crooks that's trying to break in your homes, break in your cars, and things like that. There are non-lethal methods that you can use to stop them. I also have some books that may be interesting. 100 Deadly Skills Survival Edition by Clint Emerson. Self-Defense Made Simple. 501 Unarmed Self-Defense Skills. Now, these are names of books that you can get to help defend yourself. Realistic self-defense for parents and children. S. Marine Close Combat Fighting Handbook. U.S. Marine Close Combat Fighting Handbook. Survive the Unthinkable to Total Guide to Women's Self-Protection. Self-Defense Training Videos. And one of my favorite books, The World, You Need to Read This Book. This book is called The Art of War by Sun Tzu. We now have caller two. Peace and blessings. How are you? May I have your name and where you're calling from?
Call number two, you're on the line. All right, we'll put her back on ice.
Who's the
Oh, there we go. Okay, here we go.
Hi, sister. How? Who am I speaking with?
Tina Stone says, Sebastian, I'm glad that I made it in queue. I didn't hear that I was unmuted.
Oh, sweetheart. How you doing?
I'm fine. Happy and blessed. How are you?
All right.
I was able to make it tonight. I had to just, you know, steal away. I needed a moment because I love you so much.
Yes.
I always learn things when I come to the show.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have any comment on anything that I've said tonight?
There were a lot of things that I'm still processing, but what I will say is this. We as a people, and I'm not just talking about black people, I'm talking about human beings, have a duty and obligation to ourselves to grow some of our own food. And I've been doing so for over a year, and I would ask everyone listening to do the same. You know, you can look up what seeds to plant and what kind of soil and what kind of sunlight, indoor, outdoor, whatever, in the ground, in a pot. But however it needs to be done, get it done.
Yes.
We wouldn't starve.
Yeah.
I love
you. Thank you, my dear.
And I appreciate
thank
you so
much.
I love you.
Love you back.
My brother, I said hey, and I love Lauren Hill.
Well, first of all, I got to say to Sister Bessie, this young lady came on this network, you know, as a historic legend. This young lady accomplished something that probably really no other host has ever done consecutively. You know what I mean? 36 all-time collection records, you know what I mean? A streak of 16 in a row as a new host. You know, just waiting for that rookie to come and break that. This young lady with the Cadence Storm Poetry Art Featuring Desire, as well as the wonderful and outstanding Perfect Storm. This is Gina Storm. She is also a podcaster on many, many different platforms, but this is her home here at WBNN. That's it. That's all of it.
I love y'all. Thank you. I'm so glad I made it. I have to tell Brother all the time. Every time he sends me an invite and I can't make it, I give him an explanation. I'm not coming because I'm not doing anything and I don't feel like coming on the air. No. As a matter of fact, my cousin from Michigan is still here, and my cousin from Kentucky will be back later. He said he wouldn't keep us up late, but he wanted to see us again without the moms around. I understand that. We're a younger generation. We should hang out together as young people. But I appreciate the fact that my family is amazing all over the board, biological, poetic, and podcast. Online family, you can't beat this one. Y'all have been amazing. Support of me, and I like to do the same likewise. It's the best. I'm so glad I made it in tonight, and congratulations.
Thank you, sweetheart. Peace and blessings to you. Thank you so much.
One love.
All right. She was just saying about growing food. Thank you, sweetheart, for saying that. That's another thing. We need to grow food. Also, recently, I don't know if anybody heard about 10,000 cows died. Now, I have really never heard that from me being a young child until today. But for some reason, they put it on the heat that these 10,000 cows had died. And if you like, I would, you should go and check that out. 10,000 cows just died. You know, it's probably other things probably will be happening when it concerns the food. So I really do feel and agree with her about growing your own food. You know, there are little plants and pots and things like that you can grow and start getting things that you can take care of yourself. Also, alcohol, wipes, all those type of things, antibiotic cream, those things, wraps, you know, those things you're going to need. Okay. As I was saying, 40% increase in all cause of death from 2016 to 2021. Did you hear that? 40% increase all causes of death since 2016 to 2021. Life insurance companies are alarmed at the increase. An increase in medical conditions. The CDC is trying to silence this data. And like I said, we have another disease called the monkeypox. And it also said the NH Wuhan lab was studying the monkeypox. Now, I'm going to mention to you about some things that was written. Counterintelligence contains controversial subject matter. Interview subjects and creators of some source material may agree with certain views presented. This is a nonprofit film and has been released online for free. Secret societies call the company the elite in covert action. We have been lied to all around the world, and we still are being lied to. There is history. There is knowledge that's being kept from us, and we're still practicing racism. We're still practicing hate towards each other. This hate that we're getting from each other should not be. You can believe in your heart that the Creator placed you on this earth for a reason, not to be a murderer, a killer, a robber, a drug dealer. Placed on this earth. Everyone has a purpose on this earth. To love yourself, to love others, to respect others. The plan and executed so that any U.S. government responsibility for them is not evident to authorized persons, and that for those uncovered, the U.S. government can plausibly disclaim any responsibility. So if they do anything that is against the law, in some cases, you won't know about it. They will disclaim what they do. They said, no, we didn't do that. And as you can see from the virus coming out, it was so many lies. And the man, Fauci, that told us about what to wear the mask, how many shots to get, he got the virus himself. Yes, he has the virus. They don't meet the death squads on the streets where they're actually chopping up people or laying them down on the street and running trucks over their heads. They meet them beside the swimming pool of the villas, and it's a sophisticated, civilized kind of relationship, said by John Stockwell, former government officer. cover story, a way of flattering and misleading journalists and their readers. Eventually, many secrets do get out that would in a fully totalitarian society. Secrets are coming out, but they're still keeping things that's really hidden from us. But the fact is, the overwhelming majority of secrets do not leak to the American public. Secrets that would be of the greatest importance can be kept from them reliably for decades. And you notice that, you know, we have the Library of Congress where we can go and we can see what laws they had, what things they had done. But a lot of times when you go on the site, they got blacked out things so you won't know what truly happened. And when they do this, they will allow it to be kept secret from 10 to 20 to 25 years, even 50 years. And then you'll find out what actually they have done to us. The Project Manhattan. The national security state is an instrument of class warfare organized, designed to permit an elite local multinational to operate without any constraint from democratic process. So now they are creating, are trying to create a law where we don't need an ID to vote. All my life, I've learned about that we had to have some type of identification to vote. People, think about that. America, think about that. So everybody else that may not be an American citizen will be able to vote. And in that case, our rights are being taken away and given to somebody else. These, what they have done, they have tried to bring that law in where there will be no ID. This is for them to have control over voting forevermore. So anybody can vote. H.R. 1, H.R. 4, they took supposedly from, they took this law that was what they're trying to make with no ID. It has to do something with NASA, a ruling in NASA, some kind of law, but they claim that it had something to do with NASA and they slipped it in. But it didn't have nothing to do with NASA, the ruling that they're trying to make, that no one will have an ID in order to vote. Caller number three in queue.
Hi. Okay, that call's not ready yet, so we'll put that caller back on ice.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if we can get it back on. Hold on. Hello.
I'm not ready yet.
All right, we'll bring on the next caller. Call you on the line right now with Sister Bessie Truther.
Hi, peace and blessings. Who am I speaking with?
This is Mo Garman. How are you?
Hi, sweetheart. How are you doing?
I am okay. I'm calling in, of course, from Philadelphia. I had to call in to support your show. Oh, my goodness. You never cease to amaze me. That letter that you read at the beginning, oh, my gosh.
Yes, sweetheart, yes.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. You know, I didn't want to interrupt you too much.
Yes. What do you think about the letter?
I think it is it's very telling. It's something that I think every African American should read and know, that that's the psychological warfare that was played with us. I think it's extremely imperative to know it as a part of our history.
Yes.
So that we can make sure that it never happens again.
Yes, correct, yes. And I look at it also as a stepping stone for what they're doing to the world today.
Yes, again, so that, mm-hmm. so that we can make sure that it doesn't happen again. You know, if you don't know your history, it will tend to repeat itself.
That's right.
So
exactly.
Basically, we want to make sure that this doesn't happen again to us, you know? To anybody,
yes.
It can happen, but especially to us.
Yes. Well, thank you, dear. I'm glad for you to tune in. And can you tell us when your show is?
Sure. My show is Breaking the Silence. My next show will be Friday, July 15th. And I'm going to sit back and enjoy the rest of your show. Thank you so much for letting me come in and share my little 2 cents.
Thank you, my dear. Love you much. Okay. We have another track by Brother O.
Yo, we about to check.
Extending across the atlas, I be at this, flipping in together on the dirty mattress. You can't match this, rapper slash actress, more powerful than two Cleopatra. Bomb graffiti on the tomb of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti. My rhymes is heavy, like the mind of Sister Betty. El Boogie spars with stars and constellations. Then came down for a little conversation. Adjacent to the king, fear no human being. Roll with cherubims to that star Coliseum. Now hear this mixture where hip hop meets scripture. Develop a negative into a positive picture.
Sometimes it seems, we'll touch it.
and blessings. I'm Sister Bessie. Dial 516-453-9133 to listen and to speak to me. We have another caller. Peace and blessings to you.
Sister Bessie, Sister Bessie, Sister Bessie. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, Brother Terrence. How are you? Peace and blessings to you.
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm really enjoying the show. First of all, congratulations on your connection record.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Of course, it's deserved. I'm enjoying the show. I have to agree with Mo Garman. That whole Willie Lynch letter is a powerful thing. I want to ask a question. I want to ask you a question. How do we get people in the community, how do we get us to care? How can we convince or inspire them to care more, to take something like that that's in history and to inspire us to do better? How do we accomplish that?
Well, you know, one thing, that's the reason why I wanted to read the letter, to show what was done to us and what we're doing to ourselves today. I wanted to show that point. Many people have forgotten about that letter. They, when they made that letter, it had the intentions to destroy the indigenous people. That's why I brought that letter on. And many of the youth today may not even know that letter exists, and maybe people around the world. I'm praying that they will read it over so they can understand that they are being used to destroy each other.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to comment and say mm-hmm. that, you know, we gotta come together and we gotta do better. And we have signs and information all around us that we just ignore, and it's acceptable. But anyway, I thank you for the show. Definitely needs to be said. Doing a great job as usual, and I just want to call and give you my support.
Oh, I love you, Brother Terrence. Can you let us know when your show will be on?
I think my show is July 5th. I think my next show is July 5th.
Okay.
And I don't know what it's going to be on yet, but my next show is July 5th. I will see you then.
I appreciate you a lot, my brother. Love you much. That's my adopted son, y'all. I just wanted to let you know. Okay, brothers and sisters out there, we have another caller. Peace and blessings to you. Who am I speaking with?
This is Antonia Bass.
Oh, my sister. Hi, Antonia.
Oh, God bless you, Sister Bessie. I tell you, you are really informing people about your findings. And I tell you, it was just nice to know that you addressed that issue regarding something that's been near and dear to my heart because of the travesty that just spread across the nation. And then the world, really. The country of Wuhan, where the virus came out of, supposedly, because I've heard so many theories about the evolution of the Wuhan virus, where it supposedly may have came from, back to caves, Italy, maybe the country of China, you know, Wuhan, China. And I tell you, it's to hear someone else find some research that has been conducted to hopefully let us understand how these things happen, you know, whether it was a laboratory accident, somebody being dragged it to one of those wet shops when they were shopping and it was attached to their clothing or not knowing anything. You know, we need to learn how to think more, you know, like yourself, and take things seriously about not just taking anybody's information in, but having viable people even outside the people presenting the information of what this is all about. You know, you spoke on several very important topics, and I just put that one right there because we're just barely getting through it, and they say we're still going through it about the virus and so on and so forth. I don't know, but it's good to connect the dots if possible.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, my dear.
Okay,
this is Antonio. What did you say?
Oh, I did want to say, I was hoping to say that you are an inspiration. You're paving the pathway for young ladies who have an utmost respect for whatever you have to share. And it's nice to see that they have an interest in what you can share and what you also learned yourself along the way. So thanks again, and congratulations on your nomination.
This is Antonio Bass, and this lady brings the goods too. And I think maybe the three of us may be the oldest ones on the podcast, but this lady is wonderful. She's been on the podcast, I believe, 8 years. Now that's some dedication. That is really some, and I honor you in what you have done, and you know I love you, Antonio. And can you tell us when your show will be coming back on?
Yes, and thank you, and I love you too, Sister Bessie. My show is, I believe, scheduled July the 11th on a Monday, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, p.m. So I appreciate your opportunity to be able to lend a good, you know, set of information that really is so purposeful. And you keep up the good work, please.
All right. Thank you, dear. Love you much. Okay, brothers and sisters, I got one point, and I have something else I'm going to say. And this poem, I wrote it a while back. I'm Sister Bessie the Truther. I don't play with the words I say. I was born in the hood, and I should die in the hood. That's right. I'm Sister Bessie. With this knowledge, I'm going to test you. When I speak, the universe is at its peak. The warrior in me, they can't stop. So let your mind pop with what I got. I'm Sister Bessie with the stuff for your head that makes the elite see red. Peace I preach, and it's not dead. The games you play, I've been through them all day. Keep your enemies at bay. Wisdom cometh from my mouth, because I'm an old head from the south. This is what I bring to the table, because everything else is a fable. I'm Sister Bessie, and I play by my own rules. I'm telling you, don't be no fool, because the wicked is after your soul. Let me break it down to you. You have the power for this hour to stand tall against this wall that has been placed for you to fall. I'm Sister Bessie, to lift you up, not to tear you down, so you can wear a crown. Don't be a snitch, because that's the spirit of a witch that will place you in a death pit. Stop the bullets that are in flight. Hold on to each other real tight for this fight in life. Love and respect is key, and train your mind to see. I'm Sister Bessie, hear me when I speak, because I'm not weak. The words I say may help you one day, so be a tower for all to shower. I'm Sister Bessie, your earthly flower. I have three scriptures that I would like to say. This one is Ezekiel 7:19. They shall cast their silver in the streets, and their gold shall be removed. Their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. They shall not satisfy their souls, neither fill their bowels, because it is the stumbling block of iniquity. Whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income. Ecclesiastes 5:10. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? Mark 8:37. Luke 12:15. Then he said to them, watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions. Matthew 6:24. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. That is the end of my show.
All right. I guess that's my time, huh? Well, first of all, I want to say this. Uplift ye mighty race. Understand that a lot of people are talking a little smack about Juneteenth and all that. Let me explain something to you. We have to do that for remembrance, how far we've come, Sister Bessie. And not only that, but listen here, how it is a miracle in the grace of God that we have survived as a race.
Mm-hmm.
Always remember the people of Galveston, Texas, since 1865 on the 19th of June, that Union soldier came and said, hey, by the way, I know you already, you know, worked the slave for the harvest, you know, by those slave masters, and they did it on purpose because they got the message 7 months before, you know, before the harvest. And then after the harvest, they worked those people to the bone and said, oh, by the way, you're free. The greatest travesty of life happened in Galveston, the last passage of time in which people knew they were free. What a shame. But we celebrate Juneteenth because of that. It's not about, you know, a lot of people came on the network and said some things about, you know, let's not celebrate the slavery of it. But, of course, we cannot, you know, justify that mean. People were in servitude for 427 years. That day was a day of jubilee, a day of celebration. All the folks out here know that we only, at this network, we're going to celebrate. I don't do all the rest. That's for you guys to do. You want to post all that? That's what you guys to do. This network will post only Juneteenth and Kwanzaa, period. Even though we are a network of rainbow coalition and acceptance and inclusion, however, I am a black man, and I will celebrate Juneteenth and Kwanzaa, and I am the proprietor. We have no shows tomorrow, but we come right back on this outstanding network with News Forum with Dr. Chinchilla J at 9:30 Eastern, daylight time right here at WBNN. We have advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time. Ola W. Malawi Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Lay. Diane goes for my gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio to support us on the concert basis tonight. And now back to the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting nominee and the 2021 Anna Waddell Award-winning recipient, the host of the year of this network, the outstanding Sister Bessie, the truth. Congratulations on your 44th all-time connection record and second consecutive. You have 2 minutes and 7 seconds left to go in this wonderful program tonight.
I want to say to the world and to my brothers and sisters out there, please go back and read that letter. I don't care what race you are. Read that letter. Stand up against racism. The ignorance that these people have to want to harm other people because of their color. Stand up. Do not tolerate it. Because this is an example of what they are doing to the whole wide world. And it's happening whether you black, white, purple, or green. So please give each other respect and love. And I'm asking, please stop killing people out there as they leave their homes, walking their dogs, whatever they're doing. Stop the bloodshed, because that's what the enemy wants you to do. You're being used to destroy this planet and this Mother Earth, shedding blood. Peace and blessing to everyone. I send my love and my respect to all of you. Good night.